Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Last football season, DraftKings crowned more millionaires than any one-week fantasy sports site anywhere. And this season, the prizes are even bigger. So join Mike from New Hampshire, or Mikey Millions as his friends call him, and become the next fantasy football millionaire. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play free for a shot at $2 million in the Week 1 $10 million Millionaire Maker. That's Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
O'Reilly. Stop by any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yes, program availability varies by location.
Hello, men. If you need a haircut, maybe you got some big plans this weekend, or maybe it's just time for a haircut, you have to see my friends at Supercuts. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. Now, I recently went to Supercuts, and here's what I love about my Supercuts stylist. They listen to what you want, and you walk out feeling good about your haircut. They don't cut your hair based on what they think you should have. You get what you want. You look sharp, and you're ready to take on your day. Now, Supercuts provides a free hot towel finish with every haircut. Did you hear me? It's a free hot towel finish with every haircut. So you feel clean, relaxed, and refreshed. And you guys know I love their tea tree experience, the refreshing shampoo and conditioner, plus the invigorating scalp massage. It's all tingling on your head. It's a great way to end any day, good or stressful. And fellas, if your gray hair is starting to bother you or bother that special person in your life, ask your Supercuts stylist about their gray blending service. They'll hook you up right there on the spot. To find a Supercuts location near you and to skip the wait, which is a great part, you can check in ahead of time. Go to supercuts.com or download their mobile app and do it right now.
Want to check out some great museums, exhibits, bookstores, and film festivals in the area, but don't know where to find them? Then check out CBS Local's Best Of section, your one-stop shop for everything cultural. We've got features and reviews for local theater, dance, art, museums, and more. Just visit the Best Of page at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for the best of local arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
For the best local deals and unique experiences in your community, sign up for CBS Local Offers. To save up to 80% on food, shopping, entertainment, and more, go to cbschicago.com and click on Deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
For the best of nightlife and music near you, visit CBS Local's Best Of homepage. From concerts to girls' night out ideas, we've got it covered. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow. Our CBS Local Sports app allows you to live stream your favorite sports talk radio show and actively participate in the conversation. Download the free Audio Roadshow mobile app. Call **326 from your mobile phone. That's **FAN.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. Your love for them may rival the love you have for your uncle or even a cheeseburger.
Yeah!
CBS Chicago understands and shares that love. So stroll down the internet to cbschicago.com and click on the sports tab. You'll go straight to sports nirvana. There's in-depth analysis and opinions from local writers, reporters, and radio personalities that know you. So come on down. It's way better than working. cbschicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears held the final practice today ahead of Sunday's season opener at Soldier Field against the Packers. Even though Green Bay was hit hard by injuries during the preseason, there's still Clay Matthews to worry about.
I mean, wherever you play this guy, he's going to be a tough guy to handle. Whether he's playing inside, he's on the edge, they got him moving around all over the place, base, sub-defense, it doesn't matter. The guy's such a great player. He causes all kinds of problems.
That was offensive coordinator Adam Gase. Elshon Jeffrey listed as questionable for Sunday, along with Eddie Royal and Marquise Wilson. Head coach John Fox, though, says he's optimistic about all three receivers. Linebacker John Bostic and backup quarterback Jimmy Clausen also questionable. Left tackle Jerron Bushrod is probable. Linebacker Sam Acho and cornerback Tracy Porter are both out for Sunday. For the Packers, linebacker Sam Barrington and safety Morgan Burnett are questionable. Receiver Randall Cobb is probable. To baseball, where the Cubs send Jake Arrieta and Kyle Hendricks to the mound in tonight's Twin Bill in Philadelphia. Game one gets underway in just a few minutes at 4:05. Arrieta will face Adam Morgan. Kyle Schwarber not in the starting lineup for game one. David Ross gets the start behind the plate. Peter Gammons joined Mully and Hanley this morning, and he had high praise for Jake Arrieta.
It's necessary. Arrieta has earned that right to pitch. Lester understands that. But, I mean, John can very well go out and still win at least one game in the first series and, you know, start five times in the postseason and be really good, as he's been in the past.
You can hear more with Peter Gammons at MillieandHanley.com. Game two tonight will feature Kyle Hendricks and Alec Asher. Meanwhile, the White Sox send Eric Johnson to the mound for his second start of the season. He'll face Irvin Santana, who's coming off two stellar starts after struggling earlier on this year. White Sox reinstated pitcher Zach Putnam from the 15-day DL. Pregame with Chris Ronji tonight at 6:35. The Blackhawks have signed Marcus Kruger to a one-year deal, and in order to make that happen, they shipped Chris Versteeg and Joakim Nordstrom to Carolina in exchange for defensemen Dennis Robertson and Jake Massey. And it'll be an all-Italian women's final at the U.S. Open after Roberta Vinci defeated Serena Williams today in three sets in the semifinals. She'll face countrywoman Flavia Panetta. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your place to watch all the pro and college games with over 50 high-definition TVs and a Jumbotron. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com.
Moores and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bee.
Afternoons on The Score.
I thought about Terry this weekend, as I often do.
Why?
Because I love him. Shut up, Dan.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
There's a new commercial out for FarmersOnly.com.
I am still on there, am I not?
Am I checked.
A member in good standing?
I haven't checked in a while. I don't know how to change your profile picture.
Everyone knows I'm a friend of the farmer.
Change my profile picture.
Give us something attractive.
So I just thought, like, it's like Terry's going to love this when he sees it.
Is there a farmer version of Tinder or Grindr?
It's like Harvester or something?
Oh, Dan, great question, as always.
You're going to dismiss this. You're going to walk away from it. And in 2 years from now, you're going to see a commercial for, what can we call it?
Harvester. Reaper.
That's a terrible name.
I think there's an app here.
I love it. I downloaded the app.
Specifically, you're looking for a farm type guy or gal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the pig picks it up. You don't know.
I hear there's not much difference between a pig and a man.
I just think we're like pigs.
We're this is for people of the land.
We go undercover at a sex farm for sex hookers.
I keep telling you, I just broke Thorgum here.
Uh-huh. And where are the hookers?
Round bay. Oops.
Hosing down your barn door. Boys and Bernstein.
Oh, and I stink.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, I hope that, my profile at Farmers Only used to be pretty hot, right?
Oh,
not the picture, you're just pretty hot. Not the...
smoking hot.
Not the picture. Unless it was on somebody else.
Everyone had wanted a little piece of T. Diddley. There's some very, very lonely farm women out there. And farm men. I didn't put a filter on there. I just said
either way.
Any farm loving was welcome.
Yeah, all I know is we're not going to Kentucky to get married. I saw the only spot I've seen is like the gathering of the women. which isn't too bad. Like, if they all look like that, then you're business, mister. There's one in the back that's a little bit trailing. It's kind of a...
The trail technique.
Yeah, she's a little bit larger in the rump. But, I mean, other than that, it's not too bad. I don't believe that's who's on there.
Hey, where is... What happened to Show Jesus? Where's he been?
I don't know.
I would think this would be an easy one for him. There's plenty of parking. He could come down here and
Jesus
and
worries
bless
about
us.
Parking.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got to park. What is he going to do? He's going to float over?
He's going to float over. This is a drive.
Because Kyle Orton's here.
Kyle
Orton's
here, yeah.
But very often, he sort of heralds the arrival of Show Jesus. But
we haven't seen Show Jesus in a long time.
I know. Do you think he's in jail?
Yes.
I do, too.
I do.
I think it's a very good chance that he's in prison.
Incarcerated. Yep. I think that's...
For our sins.
We have to go back to the guy from DeKalb.
Oh, the professor. Yeah.
Professor.
Well, because we demoted him. He was previous Show Jesus.
Yeah, I took it away from him because he shaved, remember?
Right.
Everything was gone,
right.
So I took the title away from him.
He also got a little thick for Jesus. Like, we got to have some weigh-ins here.
Damon?
like the Bears do. You know, we just got to make sure that per the contract is...
Yeah.
is and he's also a little gingery, because I don't...
He is that, too, yeah. Overall, he's just kind of icky.
I think that's what we're saying here. But we may have to re-promote DeKalb Jesus, and I imagine we'll be...